Got Lenny Massive. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
Oh, g'day, Tess.
G'day.
What are we talking about on Tessipes this morning?
Well, I thought I would go with something that was warming for this chilly weather.
I'm all behind that. That sounds fantastic.
I was trying to think of things that I like to cook when I want comfort food, and risotto is actually the first thing I ever learned how to cook.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
It was just something that we ate a lot in my house. I don't know why. Yeah. And it was the first thing that my mum taught me how to cook.
Shout out.
I love it.
It's honestly great.
I find it really therapeutic as well. I mentioned risotto when we talked, maybe when we talked about stock.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But
we're going to give it its full spotlight today.
It needs a full spotlight because it is a fantastic, versatile thing.
Star dish.
So I've got an orange risotto, a green risotto, and then a thing to do with leftover risottos.
Oh, fun. Okay.
So I'll start with just a basic risotto recipe. So you need arborio rice. I've never made it with any other kind of rice. I have seen online people do it with other stuff like barley or like other grains.
Oh.
But I feel like arborio rice releases the starch that you want, and it's just your classic.
It's your classic risotto rice.
So usually you need some onion or some leek or something that is of that nature. So you can do shallots, onions, leeks, anything that you dice up and saute at the start.
Nice.
Some butter, some parmesan, a bit of white wine if you have it. I have done it without this, but it definitely you can taste it. Like, if it's not there,
you need that little
but it is kind of frustrating because you only use about half a cup, so then you've got a whole bottle of wine to drink, and you know, not everyone wants to do that on a weeknight, but sometimes and then I usually use about a liter and a half of stock as well to a cup of arborio rice.
So 1 cup to a liter and a half of stock.
And
so it's quite a lot.
Half a cup of wine.
Okay, so that's quite a lot of liquid for rice. It does soak it all up.
It really absorbs it all up. And yeah, it's just...
I think that's where I go wrong with risottos.
It's a stodgy meal, you know?
I think I always think that I've put too much liquid in and then I've never put in enough.
No.
And it's still hard.
I mean, you want the rice to have a bit of a bite though. Otherwise it kind of loses it and turns into porridge.
Mmm.
Anyway, so...
Soupy porridge.
You start with onion and some garlic. Saute that. I like to use a bit of butter, but, you know, love a bit of fat. You can use olive oil if you like, or whatever your oil of choice is. If you want to make a vegan one, olive oil is a good alternative. Saute the onions, and then afterwards you want to add the rice and let it fry off in the heated fat for a bit until it goes a bit translucent.
Yummy.
Let it fry off, let it get coated, and then you add, it will get a bit sticky on the bottom, and then you add the wine, and the wine will like deglaze the bottom of the pan.
Ooh.
So half a cup of wine, let that absorb up, and then you get to the exciting bit where you start adding the stock and your ingredients. So for the orange risotto, I was going to talk about putting in butternut or pumpkin. This is my favourite.
Like, yeah, I think this is a go-to for me too. Yeah,
favourite, because the butternut cooks and turns into a bit of a sauce.
Okay, nice.
As part of it. So chop up your butternut quite finely, maybe like 2 centimetre cubes.
Yep. I'm really bad at doing
I'm really just recalling from memory here.
Sizes in my head. So I'm like 2 centimetres. I don't know
small
how big that is.
Small cubes that look like they'll cook.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great. That's the metric I need.
Yeah. So small cubes that look like they'll cook. And I probably add them in at this point where you've put the wine in or after the wine's absorbed, because they will take like
quite
20
a while.
Minutes or
yeah.
30 minutes to cook. Add those in, mix it up, and then start ladling your stock in. Important side note, have the stock heated up in a pot next door, because if you're going to add cold stock, it's going to cool down the whole dish. And
keep
you don't want to do that. You want to keep it warm.
Keep it toasty.
So usually I heat the stock up at the start in a pot on a low heat next door.
Excuse me, can I please have my stock now? My rice needs it.
Ladle in one or two ladles at a time. Yeah, and then just stir until that's all absorbed.
That's the therapeutic part, eh? You're just stirring for hours, it feels like, but in a good way.
So keep doing that until you're almost at the end of the stock. And when you've got about one more or two more ladlefuls of stock, this is where you can add things like herbs or frozen peas or What's another delicious, you know, anything that you've got in your freezer, really. Some people like corn. I've seen corn in it.
Yeah. Feta or something?
Feta, yeah, you could. Feta would probably be more at the end.
Okay, you put that right. Yeah. Okay, not
So cheeses is right at the end.
Right.
So you want to add a big dunk of Parmesan at the end.
So once you've put your herbs and your bits and pieces in, then you...
Then you do your last ladles.
Yep.
Let that go. It will keep cooking in the pot for, like, maybe... 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
So you want to pull it off the heat when there's still a bit of liquid in it. Otherwise, it'll dry out. Yeah, and then add your cheeses and heaps and heaps and heaps of pepper. I actually pepper throughout each ladle and salt throughout between each ladle.
That's a well-seasoned
I love
situation.
Salt. Like, I really love salt. So I feel like not everyone wants the salty dishes I would make.
I once had a doctor tell me that he thought I was salt deficient. I was like, you do not know me. I'm definitely not.
And so for my other risotto, the green one, this is great in like springtime, you know? I feel like this is commonly called a spring
one.
Risotto.
Okay.
And that's probably because it uses asparagus quite often.
Yum.
But you can any green vegetable. I've done broccoli, I've done asparagus, I've done just spinach through, peppered through at the end. Heaps of herbs, peas I've already mentioned, broad beans are great too. All of those green veg can go in. Zucchini, sliced up. And so depending on the vegetable, I'd say if you're adding broccoli, asparagus or zucchini and it needs a bit of time to cook, you want to do that about halfway through your ladling.
Halfway through the ladling, you chuck them in, and then
peas and things can go in at the end because they don't take very long.
And then all your cheese.
And then all your cheese at the end. And feta is a great feta goes great with asparagus and peas.
Yum.
It's a really good one.
Good combo. And so what can you do with leftovers, you said?
Yeah, so with leftover risotto, also chili flakes, guys. Don't shy away from it.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah.
Spice up
risotto,
your life.
It works. I reckon. So arancini is something that I've only made once.
Ooh, yum.
But it actually is relatively easy. So,
what is it?
Ideally, you'd make it with leftover risotto that's sat in the fridge because once it gets cold, it tends to bind together and stick a bit better. So get your risotto out of the fridge. If you don't have heaps left, you can add extra things like cheese or leftover veg that you've got, herbs. Mozzarella is fantastic if you've got that.
Just to clarify though, what is arancini?
Arancini are little fried risotto balls.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
You can get them at lots of Italian restaurants and they're fantastic.
I once had a cafe job when I was at uni and we used to pick up the orders for the Italian place next door and to say thanks, they'd bring us arancini balls and it was
so
the best
good.
Part of the whole week. It was yum.
You can get them in loads of different forms. Quite common to get like a tomato based one. But you can do it with your leftover risotto, and I feel like it's a fantastic way to use it up if you don't want to have the same meal twice. Anyway, so you get your leftover risotto, I add in extra cheese, salt and pepper, maybe some extra herbs. It should be sticky enough to bind together into balls, but if it's not, you can add a beaten egg.
Oh, yep.
And that'll help bind it together.
Got you.
So get your risotto, get your hands in there, roll it into little golf-sized balls. Once you've done that, you can just flour the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then just flouring is actually fine if you just want to shallow fry them and you can't be bothered with the whole egg and bread crumbs part. But I would advise the egg and bread crumbs because it is delicious.
So once you've floured it, you roll it in some egg.
So you floured it, roll it in some beaten egg, and then roll it in some fine bread crumbs. You could do panko crumbs if you wanted.
Oh,
or whatever you have in the pantry. And then you get some neutral oils. You can do canola, sunflower,
other
can't
neutral
think of
oil
other neutral oil.
Enter
I always use canola.
And then you just toast them.
Heat that up in quite a bit of oil. But also with frying, you can reuse your oil. So you can sieve it back out into a jar, keep it in a jar and reuse it.
Yum.
That's a great tip.
Hot tip.
Put your oil in your pan, get a slotted spoon, pop your arancini in, let them go until they get quite golden. I'd say about
couple
ten
minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe 5-10 minutes. But you'll see, they'll go very, very crispy and golden.
And then you've got yourself
and then you've
a.
You've got them out. Oh, take them out and salt them.
Salt those bad boys. Don't forget your salt.
Salt when you fry.
So
always.
That's your all your risotto hot tips there.
Yeah.
Two types of risotto, an orange and a green, and arancini.
Yeah.
Yum.
I highly recommend doing this after work. I find it very therapeutic, just stirring.
Just stirring.
Yeah.
Just stir away your troubles. Thank you very much, Tess.
Fennel Hardcore. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95 BFM.